Hello?
Hello?
My name is Joshua. I'm calling from Opinion Research. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. Are you registered to vote?
Yes, I am.
Thank you very much, and you are the right person that we need to talk to. I appreciate that. And to start with, ma'am, I would like to ask you real quick, in which of the following states are you registered to vote? Arizona, California?
Yeah, Arizona.
Arizona, thank you. And also, just to make sure we're speaking to people of all ages, in what year were you born?
1954.
Thank you very much. And also, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances you will vote in November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Would you probably
vote? I'm
certain
to vote.
You're certain to vote. Thank you.
Yes.
If you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
Let's see. I would say domestic terrorism and climate change.
Okay, domestic terrorism and climate change.
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much, and let's go ahead and move forward as well. I would like to ask you now, thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden? Or like
Joe
many
Biden.
People, well, you did vote Joe Biden, right? Thank you. And thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Biden.
Okay. Some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their opinions. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means there is no chance you would vote for them, and 100 means you will definitely vote for them. Donald Trump.
0.
Okay. Joe Biden.
100%.
Thank you very much. Let's move forward as well. And thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district?
Democratic.
Okay. And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for Republican Kerry Lake or Democrat Ruben Gallego?
Ruben Gallego.
Thank you. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration, Joe Biden and the Democratic Party, or Donald Trump and the Republican Party?
Joe Biden and the Democratic Party.
Okay, and do you trust them much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Thank you so very much, ma'am. Please indicate whether you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with each of the following statements. President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens.
I strongly agree.
Thank you. President Biden should prioritize authorized and work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy.
Strongly agree.
Okay, President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
I'm sorry, what did you say at the beginning of that? I was distracted.
President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids.
Let me see. Deportation raid. I don't like the idea of raids. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't. I guess I agree with that. I don't like the idea of a raid.
Okay. Do you somewhat agree or strongly agree?
I'll say somewhat agree.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. For each, tell me whether you agree or disagree, same options, that the president should take action to protect them. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years.
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens.
Strongly agree.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers.
Strongly agree.
Okay, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions.
Strongly agree.
Thank you so much, ma'am. Now, please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform would make you more or less likely to vote in the 2024 election. A program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
More likely, although I am 100% going to vote, but yeah, more likely.
Okay. Somewhat more likely or much more likely?
Well, I like that, so I'll say much.
Much more likely. I thank you. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Yes. I mean, I guess what's a strongly
much more likely? Somewhat
yeah,
more likely?
Somewhat
okay.
more likely. Is that, yeah.
A
much
program
more likely.
That Thank you, ma'am. Yeah, definitely. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Much more likely.
Somewhat more likely.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Okay. A program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
Much more likely.
Thank you so much. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Yeah, much more likely.
Thank you, ma'am.
I forgot what I was supposed to say.
Much more likely is the right.
Yeah,
I mean,
sure.
You can say
okay,
somewhat
good.
More likely,
yeah, yeah.
Somewhat
oh, yeah,
less
yeah,
likely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
Thank you. A program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Much more likely.
Thank you. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation.
Much more likely.
Thank you. Now, moving forward, please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following. Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the United States for over a decade.
I'm concerned.
Not at all concerned or a little concerned?
I'm somewhat concerned.
Somewhat concerned. Thank you. Donald Trump
Although
and
the Republicans blocked it. It's not
okay.
their fault.
Your opinion is very important. As a matter of fact, the next one says here, Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities. Same options.
But how do I say I'm super duper concerned about that? Or
Very concerned.
You
would be very concerned, right? Thank you.
Yeah.
Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically. So they killed a
very
Patterson.
Very concerned because they are doing that.
How they killed a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system. You said very concerned, right?
Very concerned, yeah.
Thank you. Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants.
Very concerned.
Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won.
Somewhat concerned, but again, I think it's the Republicans.
Okay, thank you. And we are at 77% complete, almost done. I'm going to read you the different approaches President Biden and former President Trump have proposed when it comes to immigration, and I would like for you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border and protect immigrants who have lived in this country for many years or decades. Donald Trump, on the other hand, says we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. Which approach comes closer to your own view?
Biden.
Biden approach much closer, or Biden
yes.
approach somewhat closer? Much closer, right?
Much, much closer.
Thank you so much. And after hearing some more information, let me ask you again about this November's election. If the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Biden.
Democrat Joe Biden, thank you. And as best as you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or in this country without papers?
Yes.
Okay, and what is your relationship to them? Are they your family member, co-worker, friend, or acquaintance?
Acquaintance.
Acquaintance, right. Okay, thank you. And in a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information? Do you use Spanish language radio programs, OAN, or Newsmax, Univision,
no.
or Telemundo? How about no. MSNBC and CNN?
No.
Fox News channels or website?
No.
TikTok, Instagram, Facebook?
Instagram.
Instagram, WhatsApp, or YouTube?
No.
Just Instagram. Okay, thank you. Finally, I would like to ask you if you...
I get my news from PBS and NPR, so public broadcasting is where I get my news.
Public broadcasting, right. Thank you, yes. And I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage?
Oh, I guess Europe.
Europe, Spain, Portugal, or any other country?
Like the British Isles.
The British Isles.
Like England, Ireland, Scotland.
Mm-hmm. So you don't have any Hispanic?
No, my husband is Hispanic. I don't have any Hispanic.
Heritage, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Correct. Okay, well, let's go ahead and proceed. I believe it let me continue then. And were you born on the United States mainland or on the island of Puerto Rico or in other country?
In United States mainland.
Thank you. Were either of your parents born in the island of Puerto Rico or in any other country?
No.
Okay, both parents born on mainland, right?
Yes.
What language do you primarily speak in your home? Always English, more English than Spanish?
English, always.
Always English. Thank you.
Yes.
Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what?
Democrat.
Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
A strong Democrat.
Thank you. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are a liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Liberal.
Thank you. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, please?
Law school. So 3 years past college.
Okay. An associate degree, right?
I have a juris doctor. So I got a bachelor's degree after 4 years.
Okay.
And then a law degree after another 3 years.
A graduate school or advanced
degree.
Yeah,
postgraduate, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Postgraduate. And what is your religion, if any?
I'm just agnostic.
Agnostic, right. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Then finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name, please?
Deborah.
Thank you so much, Deborah, for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can we know that you are interested?
Probably not, because we're heading out of town, out of the country, actually, for a trip.
Okay. That's perfectly fine. And this concludes our survey, then. Thank you very much for your participation.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Have a great day. Bye.
Bye.